News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 9 minutes past seven. Vladimir Putin has said that he will have to respond to Ukraine's major drone attack on Russian airbases. That was the warning from US President Donald Trump, who spoke with the Russian president for over an hour yesterday. And I'm joined by Ukrainian MEP Ina Suvsun. Good morning to you, Ina. I suppose your reaction to what Putin has said?
Well, I think what Putin has said was expected. We knew that that would be what he say. The biggest question is, how did Trump respond to that? Because in his communication about that call, he only mentions what Putin has said, but he never mentioned that he responded by saying that it was Putin who has been terrorizing the whole nation, who has been killing civilians and in military, who has unprovokedly attacked the whole country. So my biggest question is not about what Putin said. That was very obvious that this would be what he would say. My biggest question is, did Donald Trump respond? And we don't know that, but unfortunately...
It was interesting, and we were discussing that this morning here in the office, that normally you would expect a US president, or indeed a head of any state who was passing on a message of Putin's in such a way, that they would put their own sort of take on it and say that was very wrong of him, or they understood, they would say something. It is unusual that he put it out there boldly with nothing.
Yeah, it did. He continues to work in the, to think, I think, in this paradigm where there are just two sides who are morally equal. And that is extremely worrying, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure. With regard to if Putin does attack in a major way, is that going to just see an ever-increasing escalation of what's happening in Ukraine?
Look, I can hardly remember a night here in Kyiv, and I mean Kyiv, not in Kharkiv, in Zaporizhia, which is closer to the front line, where we didn't have the air raid alerts, where we didn't have drones attacking the city. So we are questioning what escalation can even mean in this point, because he's talking about escalation. But the truth is, of course, that attack on the Russian airfields has actually undermined his possibility for escalating this war.
So the Ukrainians, you believe that was the right move by you to do that drone attack on the Russian fleet?
Absolutely. All Ukrainians have been terrorized by those very, very fighter jets that have been destroyed for over 3 years. So you can imagine that now the very fact that they can't use them, at least some of them any longer, is actually a relief for us.
Yeah. And obviously those drones were Ukrainian built drones. Ukraine is upping its own defense capabilities. Another interesting thing is the fact that we are hearing, and that we heard from Donald Trump's press secretary, that Donald Trump found out about the attack on television. So obviously Ukraine did not tell the Trump administration that they were going to do this. Does that indicate a distinct, I suppose, separation between Ukraine and the US in terms of their allyship, that you no longer see them as a trustworthy ally?
Well, I think that was pretty obvious why Ukraine didn't announce that to anybody, actually. To the best of my knowledge, no other allies knew about that either. So it wasn't just the United States. I think the safety of the people who were performing this operation was critically important. And risking their lives, their safety, by telling it to more people than needed to know that was just too dangerous. So I think it's understandable why we kept that secret. We used our own weapons. We used our own people. We didn't have a need to share that. But yes, also we were, I think, concerned whether there will be a leak to the Russians about that operation, which would risk the lives of the people performing that operation.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Ukraine MEP Ina Suvsun. Very interesting stuff. And Ina's right. No response from to what Putin said. Just a bold statement.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.